This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from WEXT Radio. Visit us online at wextradio.org.
¿Cómo estás? You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick. My esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner, is back in L.A. I am in one of my favorite places on Earth, Montevideo, Uruguay, home to only 3 million people, but sometimes I joke, 3 million indie bands. One of my favorite groups is Boomerang, and this is a band that I did not previously know until last year, and so as the members who are joining me today, Luis and Gonzalo.
Hi, I'm Gonzalo. I play the guitar and I'm the lead singer.
Hi, I'm Luis and I play guitar and backing vocals.
And they informed me that Boomerang has existed since 2003. Yep. So I have 15 years of catching up to do because I did not know you guys until I visited the label Bizarro Records, which is one of the most important labels in this country. And I was visiting last year and the label president, Andres Sanabria, was kind enough to give me your CD. And I was back home in California a week later and I put it on. I'm like, oh my God, this is just an incredible band. Like, obviously I'm a little bit predisposed. I'm a big fan of groups like Babasónicos and Banda de Turistas, who've been on our show several times. But it's very rare when a group this good slips past me for so many years, much less a band that has apparently opened for the Rolling Stones, which we're going to talk about as well in a little bit. But I wanted to kick things off and just refamiliarize our listeners with Boomerang, and they're going to talk to us in a little bit about their music. We're going to start things off by taking a listen to the song Piden Pista, and this is off their 2014 album Engaña Mundos.
Es tan simple
You're listening to The Latin Alternative in a special episode dedicated to the music of Uruguay. We're joined today by the indie rock band Boomerang, one of my favorite new groups, or I should say new to me at least, as I've discovered they've actually been around for 15 years. gentlemen, I'm joined by Luis and Gonzalo. I'm a big fan of that track, Piden Pista. And I understand that there's a little bit of a story to this song. And I'd love to have you explain, because, you know, it's funny. I lived and worked in Buenos Aires, Argentina, in the 90s. You know, it's a city of 10 million people and very chaotic. And one of the things I love about Montevideo, Uruguay, is it's across the river. It's about 1 million people. It's much more mellow. I always call Uruguay mellow Guay, muy tranquilo, very tranquil. But I understand that kind of inspired this song. So just tell us, Piden Pista would translate, you know, as like ask for space on the dance floor, right? Or right?
Okay. Yeah.
But tell us a little bit about this.
Well, the song talks about maybe that I think that young people maybe too feels here that actually it's very quiet, but at night sometimes there's not that much to do, you know. In a big city you had all types of bars, all types of people, all type of music to go. Here it's small, so sometimes you don't have that place to go. And you, the lyrics actually say like, I got long nights but I don't know how to use them. It was built on a house loop, actually, that like a riff, a guitar riff, and on top of a house loop, and then we made it like a rock band. We interpreted that in our way.
Excellent. So now I want to ask a little bit about the history of Boomerang, who some of your influences are. I mean, I can hear a little bit traces of Babasónicos, who are Argentina's godfathers of indie rock. I understand you also have some British influences and wound up opening for the Rolling Stones. So tell us a little bit about, you know, Boomerang's history briefly.
Well, we are very influenced for Argentinian rock and British rock. Also, bands before Babasónicos from the 80s, like Virus, Abuelos de la Nada,
Sumo,
or Andrés Calamaro is like we make songs. We're like that's our main goal. So everything that it's on that way, like Bob Dylan too, actually it's American, or The Doors, and we like lots of 60s and 70s band. We are very influenced of music from here too. Actually, you can listen to that in our last album more than in the others, but those are the influences. And you were talking about Banda Turistas. We are very close friends from them, and we actually did a tour on 2016. We made a tour with them, or on the same bus. Like, we went to Cordoba, we went to San Luis, and other places I don't remember now exactly. They're not an influence, but they are like in
contemporaries
of the same school.
Okay.
You know,
and so obviously, you know, Banda de Turistas is a band that's been on our show several times, but I'm gonna have to ask you, the Rolling Stones, just briefly tell us, because I don't think a lot of our listeners, this is the first time we've ever had a band on the Latin Alternative that's opened for the Rolling Stones. This is not normally one of the typical things for the artists that join us on this show. So just, I understand the Rolling Stones generally are pretty open about like having a local artist open for each of them. So I understand Boomerang was chosen by the Rolling Stones to open for the show in Montevideo last year.
Yeah, it was a dream come true, and it was a surprise for us.
We knew they were coming to play at the Centenario Stadium, that actually is a very good, very historical place, because the first World Cup of soccer took place there, and Uruguay won it. And so for us as Uruguayans, open for the Rolling Stones in the Centenario Stadium, that it was like very, very big. We received a mail. Actually, we sent our material. We sent some videos, live videos and albums, and we received a mail saying that you have been chosen for that. And I remember exactly the moment that we received that, and we were like, it's not happening. You know, you
can't
think, yeah, you can believe it. You can dream about it, but it's very far away, actually, but and it happens.
And so I think that's appropriate title. Yeah. That doesn't seem bad to me, which is how I would translate this next song we're going to play, No Me Parece Mal. We'll talk about the song in a little bit. But we are joined by Boomerang from Montevideo, Uruguay, who, yes, opened for the Rolling Stones. And this next song we're going to listen to, No Me Parece Mal, I think I played it more than any other song last year on the show. I'm obsessed with this song. Let's take a listen from their 2018 album, El Encanto.
Ya no le importa lo que pienso. Cuando la cruzo quedo sin hablar. Con ella inventamos el fuego. Y ahora ya no hay nada que apagar. se nos cruzaron los caminos y resbalamos antes de llegar. Ahora ya no pienso en nada más que seguirla sin mirar atrás. Se caiga, ¿cómo no quererla levantar? ¿Qué más da si ella quiere zafar? No quiere que la traten mal, siendo siempre igual. ¿Qué pensás? No me parece mal, no me parece mal, no me parece mal, no.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on Uruguay. Yes, I'm in Montevideo, Uruguay, joined today by the indie rock band Boomerang. We just heard No Me Parece Mal, which would translate as Doesn't Seem Bad to Me. And I was talking to you earlier, and you mentioned that this song had a little bit of Latin influences. I know that there's also a more Latin, overtly Latin-sounding remix of this song as well, so listeners should definitely check that out. We're going to wrap things up with one more song, which I love this title, and I wanted you to tell us a little bit of story here. This song, Campari, which, as I understand, is a liquor that starts perhaps sweet but then gets bitter, and I love that as a theme for a song. Tell us about this, what this song is about.
Well, the idea of the name of the song was inspired by Ruben Rada. Gonzalo was watching a Ruben Rada show on TV, on YouTube, in Argentina in the 80s, and he said to the crowd, like, ironically, that they were like a Campari. So they were sweet at the beginning, but bitter at the end. And actually, I think the verse is like sweet, and actually the chorus is just a little bit bitter. You know, it's like more reflexive chorus than the verse. So it came up with that.
We're going to take a listen to Campari. Our special guests today have been Luis and Gonzalo from the band Boomerang. Caballeros, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
We hope to hear more new music from Boomerang in the near future.
No me importan los secretos, me matan los pensamientos que encienden misterios. Nadie los comprenderá jamás.
más respiro la brisa del cosmos, como si fuera otro yo. No encuentro una sincronía para que me trates mejor, así que voy por ahí preguntándome, esperando que aparezca lo que ya se fue. Por eso llevo lentes negros, aunque sé que estoy adentro. Es que hay luces en el suelo, el techo que no para de sudar. Recorriendo una vez más el universo en llamas, ¿cómo puedo llegar de la altura hasta mi cama? Es que a veces te deja sorprendido, no por lo que haya elegido. Hablamos de cualquier lugar a donde te pueda llevar. No es que yo me esté enamorando, solo quiero que me trates mal y que creas que podés hacerlo igual. Porque ahora todos te persiguen y no me importa lo que algunos dicen. Lo nuestro va a dar que hablar, por eso no voy a parar. Y mi cabeza se perdió hace rato, hace unos días que no encuentro el rastro que a veces suelo dejar cuando me pierdo.
I'm Luis.
And I'm Gonzalo. We are from Boomerang.
And you're listening to the Latin Alternative.
¿Cómo es?
Gustas. You're tuned in to The Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, down in one of my favorite places in the world, Montevideo, Uruguay. Yes, for our annual Uruguay episode, it is a pint-sized powerhouse of a country, just 3 million people, but some amazing artists in pretty much every genre. And one genre that I think Uruguay over-indexes with is actually hip-hop. And I'm joined today by one of my favorite MCs in any language, actually, Santi Mostafa. We've played his music quite a bit on the show, but I was realizing, you know, I was telling to Santi, I feel like you were just on the show, and I looked and it was like 3.5 years ago that he was last here with us. So, Santi Mostafa, welcome to the Latin Alternative.
Well, hola, Josh. Thanks for the space. Yes, it's been quite a while.
Yeah, I want to say that when I was first introduced to you in 2013, a friend of mine, a mutual friend of ours now, actually, Diego Traverso from a band Santi Les Amis, he had a double life as a kind of a cultural ambassador of Uruguay, and I asked him, hey, you know, send me the links as a couple of Uruguayan hip-hop groups. Maybe we'll include one on the show when I go down to Uruguay. And the only artist I really loved at the time was you. And we met at my hotel in 2013. And I remember you were very kind of nervous.
Yes. Yes, that was weird. My first interview in English.
Yes. And now, you know, you've gotten a lot more practice. And, you know, astute listeners of the show may have heard Santi's music. He was very prominently featured with his song Las Mil y Una Noches in the X-Men Logan movie about 2 or 3 years after I met you. And so a lot's gone on since then. So bring us up to speed. I understand you recently released your second album.
Yes, I released Escapismo, which is my second album, last year in November. Fortunately, people were quite expectant of what would happen after the success of Logan. I released this album. It's been quite a, it's made quite a fuss. Fortunately, I'm excited. I'm performing the album now, and everything looks quite good, fortunately.
Yeah, and one of the songs I was most excited about on this album is actually a collaboration with an American MC, Kimo the Blaxican, and we've played him many times on the show, too. For longtime listeners of the show, or perhaps people, I hate to say, in their 30s and 40s, you might remember Delinquent Habits. They were a pioneering Latin hip-hop group, really one of the first groups that I recall ever seeing doing bilingual hip-hop in Spanish, you know, with Spanish slang, getting played on regular MTV in the mid to late 90s. And, you know, Kimo the Blaxican has done many solo records, and I was really cool to see you collaborate with him. Just tell me a little bit about that. Like, was he an influence on your music?
For me to collaborate with Kimo the Blaxican was like one of those weird twists, one of those weird corners music is going to take you, because I used to be a huge fan of Delinquent Habits when I was a kid. When I was like 10 years old, I started rapping, listening to Ilia Curiaghi and the Valderramas, for example, and watching MTV and listening to groups such as Delinquent Habits. So to me, it was weird. It was, I mean, this is an anecdote I will keep for my grandkids. I used to watch these guys on MTV when I was a kid. Now I'm making a song with one of them. It was great. They were a huge influence. I believe Delinquent Habits, along with, I don't know, Cypress Hill, all that, those bilingual Chicano rappers from those times were quite an influence. For example, sampling horns and working this Latino sound, but this Latino hardcore sound came very directly from them, from Delinquent Habits. Pum 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 pum.
Very punchy horns.
Those are very punchy horns, and to me, that was a feel that was like a. That marked me. I always try to bring that old school sample flavor, or that Latin old school flavor, but with this dark twist. Always was always very interesting for me. It's been great.
Well, let's take a listen to that song. It's kind of, you know, new school meets old school here on the Latin Alternative. Santi Mostafa featuring Kimo the Blaxican from Delinquent Habits off the latest album Escapismo. This is the single Piola.
Dale por él. echó a la bala, bang, bang. La bala a dos pájaros al hilo. Mi don, mi maldición, One Punch Man. Por amor o por las dudas, deal with it, primo. Mi actitud es María Marta, bang, bang. Todos bla, bla, cómo se hizo, cómo se hizo. Va para ahí, mijo, bang, bang. Dame 15 pesos, alto guiso. Tengo la meta entre ceja y ceja. Transformar en champán mi vino lija. Dejar en cero mi foja. Estoy pensando en darme de baja. Rajar de tu club de boludos a manija. Donde el jefe baraja fajos. Y a mí solo me dejan las migajas.
Hola, vengo a quitarte en tu lugar de la góndola. Solo se llora por amor, pero yo estoy piola. The bridge is over, the bridge is over. Hola, vengo a ubicarte en tu lugar de la góndola. Solo se llora por amor, pero yo estoy piola. Piola, piola, piola.
El California, buen pistolero, cabrón, esa tara tuya. Tranquilo y bajito la mano. El veterano que camina con la sombra de Babos. Filoso las palabras enterradas que dito. Y al que no le guste, pues que soplen un pito. Quédanme cateados, garrotazo y cinto. Me I stay chill, viola, limpio. Ay, cabrón, que ya llegó el negrito. Mata micros y les cae a los hijos. Chile verde, la llorona a grito. Dos, tres chelas, tequila y pisco. Asesinos de la barra y letra. No se metan con mi miel y cajeta. Ya me he visto que yo cargo maleta. Metralleta, esa rima ruleta.
Hola, vengo a ubicarte en tu lugar de la góndola. Solo se llora por amor, pero yo estoy piola. The bridge is over, the bridge is over. Hola, vengo a ubicarte en tu lugar de la góndola. Solo se llora por amor, pero yo estoy piola. Piola, piola.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative, an hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
Te quiero pasar a buscar por el bar cuando salgas de trabajar. Con flores, con cepas, con algún manjar. Que sepas también que muero por culiar. Salir a pasear por tus lugares favoritos. Planetas y meteoritos. Todo con foto, todo sin filtro. Solo nosotros creando el mito. De que no hay romance más lindo que esto. No hay romance más distinto del resto. Solo sentí al conejo blanco corriendo. Y lo seguí porque había poco tiempo. Te juro que no te miento. Desde el primer momento en que te vi, supe que el mundo era nuestro. Todo lo anterior fue cuento, no vivir. No sé ni si estoy despierto, adentro de un sueño. En el cielo muerto, me gano un premio. Solo sé que te veo y crezco, por eso te veo y agradezco. No sé ni si estoy despierto, adentro de un sueño. En el cielo muerto, me gano un premio. Solo sé que te veo y crezco, por eso te veo y agradezco. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Te va a dejar fea a todas las muchachas. Cuando baila al mejor estilo, sabe que me pongo loco. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Eva deja fea a todas las muchachas. Cuando baila al mejor estilo, sabe que me pongo loco. Ella viene a hacer octágonos neuronales románticos. Isósceles, escalenos, y yo estoy bien. Ella vino a lamer las otras rebeldes ardeduras. Y yo estoy mal, y yo estoy mal. Si no te servís tu caramelo, otro va a servírselo y vendértelo. Quiero morir de amor y mi cielo sos vos, con porros que midan kilómetros. Eva, servite la manzana que quieras, en casa no te haga drama, no te haga drama. Todo ese amor va a ser forever. Sí, para Eva. Estamos volando alto, estamos viendo algo. Tus pies sentís lejos del suelo, todo lo mío te lo regalo. Si no te servís tu caramelo, otro va a servírselo, decímelo y lo cago a palos. Nena, vos sos la magia de los rock and rolls, los trap, la plena, puchi
y nunca mejor puestos o pantalones. El gil que lo niegue es flor de Siome, la gila que lo niegue es flor de Siome. Y Duarte, Longoria, Luna, Méndez, Lovia, te quiero de novia en todas tus versiones. Espero ir a soñar una buena historia en donde me miren risueños tus pezones y cuatro manos hagan cero jarrones. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Eva deja fe a todas las muchachas. Cuando baila al mejor estilo sabe que me pongo loco. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Eva deja fe a todas las muchachas. Cuando baila al mejor estilo sabe que me pongo loco. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Eva deja fe a todas las muchachas. Cuando baila al mejor estilo sabe que me pongo loco. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Eva deja fe a todas las muchachas. Cuando baila al mejor estilo sabe que me pongo loco.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative, and a special episode dedicated to the music of Uruguay. Yes, we are joined today by one of my favorite hip-hop artists in Espanol, Santi Mostafa. We just heard another new song off his latest album, Escapismo. That was the track Eva. And, you know, Santi, I thought that this song kind of was a different direction for you. I know the song that kind of put you on the map, Las Mil y Una Noches, in the X-Men Logan movie had that kind of big boom-bap feel. And it seems like you went in a little bit more of a romantic track. Rap direction, perhaps I say.
Yes. To be honest, I never feel like, all right, I'm a boom bop artist or I'm a trend artist. I mean, I'm a fan of rhymes. I've been a fan of rhymes since I'm a kid, since I fell in love with music. And that's what I like in the end. I like rhymes, I like intelligent phrases, intelligent verses. So to me, I understand there's like a frontier, but to me it's not that different. Even though the BPMs are different, and maybe the way you approach to making the beat, as one trend is more, has more synths or more samples or this or that, to me it's like it all comes down to the lyrics. And the lyrics, I have my way to approach lyrics. I always try to be sincere, try to say something, whether it's funny or heartfelt or whatever. I try to put my seal to the lyrics, and that's what I try to do. So I feel very comfortable with this romantic trap, even though it is quite a romantic trap. It's different to the other things I've done. And people who heard it told me something like that. In general, they say, oh, it's a quite a nice romantic song. And sometimes some people who are not fans of most modern music or trap music or trends, they've told me, oh, I really like this song. This is a love, like a silly love song, but not so silly in the end. So I'm quite satisfied with how people took it. I'm quite satisfied with the result myself. I don't know. I really liked it.
Well, now we're going to go back a couple of years, and this was a song that I think unexpectedly changed your life and career. Las Mil y Una Noches came out on your album Intratable in 2015, and then 2 years later got picked up and placed in the opening 3 minutes of the X-Men Logan movie during a big fight scene. And, you know, one of the funny things for me is, you know, knowing you fairly well now, I kind of think of you as this sort of intellectual, conscious Uruguayan hip-hop artist, and also with a very interesting ethnic background, too. I mean, you're part Egyptian.
Yeah.
And so this song, Las Mil y Una Noches, A Thousand and One Nights, you know, a kind of a reference to Arabian Nights. And it's just kind of random how this song, you know, an intellectual, Arabic-influenced Uruguayan hip-hop song, winds up in X-Men Logan, where he's fighting the Mexican gangsters. I imagine you've gotten a lot of questions about that, too. But it is a great song. It's got this undeniable, you know, hook and very powerful beat. Just tell us very briefly, what was the response in Uruguay, in your native country, when this all happened?
Well, this is a small country, and the musical scene is, I mean, we all know each other. So it took me first, but everybody as well, by surprise. It was like, oh, there's this artist whom I've known for a long time, who I've heard freestyling 1,000 times. Suddenly, he's on Hollywood. It did change a lot, but also, I don't know, things are the same. I have to go to the studio, work my music, I have to do better. Mm-hmm. But
higher expectations,
yes. But anyway, the scene is quite small, so people were like, I mean, they were surprised, but I don't know. Now they know me for that, and I have to be up to the expectations. Okay. I believe I've been up to the expectations with this last album. I believe people was like, "Oh, yeah, this is the guy from the Hollywood movie, right?" Yes. Oh, nice rhymes, nice music, but. I don't know. Of course, it's a good line for a resume, of course.
And so now, without further ado, we're going to take a listen to that song that was prominently featured in X-Men Logan in 2017. This is Santi Mostafa, Las Mil y Una Noches, off his album Intratable.
El papa, de esta noche nadie escapa. Sácate la capa y arranca pa' acá. Duro de matar como el avatar. Entro en la selva negra respirando hierba. Me saco la campera, hace calor como en la hoguera. Acá solo existe una manera. Levanta la calavera, entra a la cueva que la gente arenga. Toma pa' que tenga, toda la mojuga está presente en el antro. Nadie te saca del encanto, el espíritu santi está arengando, rapeando. A mí dame un santi, y así voy calentando mi mambo. Ya no hay equilibrio, todo el mundo está ebrio y ya está loco. Cadáveres sol salen del cementerio, buscando un demonio pa' la noche colorear. Haciendo cucharita todas quieren perrear.
Fiesta, vamos, baile, vamos, noche, vamos. Tengo un 20 y nada de glamour en mente. Hoy nos vamos de tour por el oscuro continente. Vamos a sacudir bonita peine. Los reyes del rap traen un baile para que vos reines. ¿Qué más quieres pedir? No hay jefe ni horario ni botón de pausa, solo podés seguir hasta el fin del confín de la rima sin fin. Podés decirnos rausa como chori tras chori. Sacamos hit tras hit, guachín, mi hip, tú con mi rap revolucionario. Baila el político, baila el pobre, baila el barrio. Con la adrenalina de sentir la crema, rompiendo cadenas, ebrio en un chop servido hasta volcarse. Mientras el mar se larga palabras al rojo vivo que derrite en barrotes de esta cárcel. Enemigos a manejarse, el resto vengan conmigo.
Fiesta, vamos, baile, vamos, noche, vamos.
La noche puta más que comer. De un bar nos vamos al otro, siempre hay algo que beber. Amigos nos saludan bien en vano, cambiamos. Mi único problema creo que es doblar el brazo. Las chicas vienen solas, es más, quieren la foto. Sonrisa de ocasión pa' tu cara de velorio. Se te respeta, no te compro una granada. Tu cara más un fierro me parece una cargada. Yeah, nosotros vacilamos 24/7 al día. La noche nos dormimos, descansamos por el día. Me habla de cultura, yo me río por lo bajo. Pobre pelotudo dominado por un tajo. Si vos querés saber, no preguntes, solo vea. Los golpes de la vida te hacen fuerte en la manera. Me cago en la moneda de tu puto sistema. Me cago en tu gorrita, te la pongo en la cabeza.
Vamos, baile, vamos, noche, vamos, joda.
Sabe lo que va a pasar. Los pibes están afilando el colmillo. Las minitas salen vestidas para matar. Rescatarte es así de sencillo. Policías solo buscan a quien agarrar y encajarle la causa por pillo. Y mañana la doña va a tener pa' chumar cuando te la cruces en el pasillo.
Yo, 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 what up? This is Santi from Montevideo, Uruguay. You are listening to Latin Alternative.
Solo se llora por amor, pero yo estoy piola.
You are listening to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on the music of Uruguay. We are dedicating a decent chunk of the show actually to Uruguayan hip hop, which I think some people might find that ironic. You know, we're talking about a country of just 3 million people, but there's some great hip hop talent. One of the things that I think has always drawn my ears is that the hip hop down here tends to be a little more musical. I think similar to your neighboring country, Chile, still a lot of jazz and funk influences going on. And you chose to spotlight an artist named Gula, an up and coming artist who collaborates, I believe, with Eli Almeek. And do you want to tell us a little bit about this song, why you chose it?
This is a very good song. This is a very melodic song. The lyrics are quite heartfelt as well. This album by Gula, which is called Un Joven Con Hambre, is a very interesting. This is a guy who is a great rapper to me. He's a very skilled rapper, but also he's been one of the first rappers to not be afraid of flirting with this more melodic side of music. So this album is very interesting. The song is very melodic, but the lyrics are straightforward. It goes to where it has to go, so it's a very interesting track. Also, Eli Almeek is a female MC who is very talented, very experienced. She rounds up a track that is, to my taste, is flawless.
Let's take a listen to the track Baja y Sube featuring Eli Almeek. This is by Gula off the album Un Joven Con Hambre.
Por ganar, por hacer, construir y plasmar. La forma es tuya, con que valga es suficiente. Puede ser original o lo que diga la corriente. Tiempo es sagrado y se me escapa entre las manos. Puede que lo hayas notado, es mi obsesión y redundancia. Si me apuro no disfruto y si achico siento ansias. Lo que sí, si no suma, lo descartamos. Me dijiste sub y baja y lo entendí. Me vas a decir a mí que siempre lo padecí. Todavía no descubrí mi balance perfecto. El difícil equilibrio entre ocio y movimiento. ¿Qué estamos diciendo? Oh, vamos a vivir que quiero verte contento. Descreyendo del modelo que tanto nos impusieron. De a poco se asoma el mío y acá lo ando repartiendo.
En esta vida loca donde todo baja y sube. Baja, baja, baja y sube. Siempre estuve haciendo lo que pude. Sube, sube, sube y va. Baja, baja y sube más. En esta vida loca donde todo baja y sube. Baja, baja, baja y sube. Siempre estuve haciendo lo que pude. Sube, sube, sube y va. Baja, baja y sube más.
En esta vida loca donde quedan pocas ganas de mentirme. No me quiero esconder, sé que no me sirve. Quiero disfrutar la picardía de ser libre, yeah. No envejecer, correr del timbre. Sentir el sol en mi ventana, rechazar lo que no rinde. Llenar de colores esta pintura. Mi gran ambición, primero perdición que terminó siendo mi cura. Quédate el cinturón campeón, yo mejor pegado a su cintura. Sin duda sueño con más. Pero en las crudas vos con cuántos contás, con cuántos contás. Yo a los míos les canto. Por eso es todo verdad, es todo verdad. Estoy encontrando estabilidad, yeah. Mediante esta habilidad, lo que me aterra del tiempo es la agilidad.
En esta vida loca donde todo baja y sube. Baja, baja, baja y sube. Siempre estuve haciendo lo que pude. Sube, sube, sube y va. Baja, baja y sube más. En esta vida loca donde todo baja y sube. Baja, baja, baja y sube. Siempre estuve haciendo lo que pude. Sube, sube, sube y va. Baja, baja y sube más.
Levanta los brazos y disfruta de esta montaña rusa. Levanta los brazos y disfruta de esta montaña rusa, yeah. Levanta los brazos y disfruta de esta montaña rusa. Levanta los brazos y disfruta de esta montaña rusa, yeah. Levanta los brazos y disfruta de esta montaña rusa. Levanta los brazos y disfruta de esta montaña rusa, yeah. Levanta los brazos y disfruta de esta montaña rusa. Levanta los brazos y disfruta de esta montaña rusa.
You've been listening to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on the music of Uruguay. We have been joined by guest artist Santi Mostafa. If you like what you've been hearing, you can follow The Latin Alternative by looking for us on Facebook at The Latin Alternative. And on Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show by searching for The Latin Alternative on both Spotify and iTunes, or go to thelatinalternative.com. Now, Santi Mostafa has been gracious enough to pick one other hip-hop artist from Uruguay and just tell us briefly why he chose this song. I understand we're going to take a listen to La Teja Pride, which is kind of a live hip-hop band. Just tell us a little bit briefly about them and the song Sin Demoras.
It's a classic band, veterans of hip-hop, but still they are in very good shape. This song is a sample of that. It's a weird song by them because it sounds so organic, it sounds so instrumental. It's almost quite a ska beat, quite up-tempo. I really like it. This is a single they dropped because they were not releasing an album this year, so they said, let's drop this single. They are pretty in shape. I really like what they are doing. They brought a fresh idea to the table. So also they are mentors for me. They are they've been really good friends. They've been really helpful with me. So this is a great track. I really love it. So La Teja Pride, without further ado, Sin Demoras.
This is a journey into sound.
Especula con salud, se simula la inocencia, otro invisible déjà vu. El futuro resultado de lo que crees, no de lo que des guardado, admiro que pelees. Por derecho, por idea, por amor a lo que creas, o buscar el bienestar de la gente que te rodea. El plan que nos sitúa, la vida que puntúa, pero se deja querer en cada atardecer. Diferentes pero iguales como todas las razones que manejan tus acciones cuando laten corazones sin intención de esperar, porque hay algo que los mueve dispuestos a atravesar. Si el cagazo lo detiene, sin aflojar la piola, cuando esté tirante, me voy de tripulante en este barco en el que cabalgo olas, enfrento tempestades, veo tropezar mis miedos, peleo por mis verdades.
Salten, ya corten esa cuerda, griten, aunque no haya respuesta, floten. La gravedad no manda, atreverse al desafío, porque el corazón me manda lejos, llegando con tus planes, siempre hacia tu horizonte, sigue.
Si de costado nos vamos, el mundo gira sin culpa mientras seguimos colgados, soltando al viento utopías que no claudican y aspiran. Ritmo, sudor y empatía, el estilo manero, así gozado volvemos, manejando la ansiedad de prenderlo todo fuego. Indiferencia en estos pagos tienen cero cabida, los derechos no se esperan, se conquistan, amiga. Mueve la marea, mueve, todo se transforma, nada se detiene. Los muros no existen cuando la razón muerde, los caminos conocen bajas sin pendientes. La actitud no se negocia acá ni de casualidad. Plausible de tu vaivén en la banda, viene por más. Que está bien, que está mal, no me vendas tu disfraz. Te quedó corta la manta, fantasma de carnaval.
Respuesta, floten. La gravedad no manda, te
You've been listening to The Latin Alternative in a special episode dedicated to the music of Uruguay, a pint-sized powerhouse of a country with just 3 million people, but I always joke 3 million artists as well. We just heard the hip-hop group La Teja Pride and their song Sin Demoras. It was recommended to us today by our special guest, Santi Mostafa. If you like what you've been hearing, please do follow The Latin Alternative each week on Facebook at The Latin Alternative. On Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show by searching for The Latin Alternative in both Spotify and iTunes or heading to thelatinalternative.com. We're going to wrap things up with one last song. An artist who we've never played as a solo artist. His name is Martin Rivero. I'm a big fan of him, though. He's also the vocalist in the electronic group Campo. And I was excited that Martin recently released a solo album. We're going to take a listen to my favorite track on that record. This is Al Sur de la Frontera con Luciano Superviel, or South of the Border, featuring the special guest Luciano Superviel of Bajo Fondo. Adios!
Al sur de la frontera, nubes de madera, tanta tempestad, hoy me echaré a volar, el mundo no me espera.
I'm Josh Norick for The Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and Exit 97.7 WEXT, Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT.
ayer.